For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Imprint Companion. This is the podcast where we unbox, unwrap, and really unpack all of the releases from the absolutely amazing gentlemen and ladies and folks at Imprint Films, an Australian boutique Blu-ray label. Normally, you are hearing myself, Blake Howard, and my partner in all things physical media, Alexi Toliopoulos, talking about each of the batches, and we're up to our February batch, which we are going to talk about. But today I'm joined by producer, all things advertising, social media guru for One Heat Minute Productions. It is Brian Game. Hello, Bri.
Hi.
Can you put the microphone in your face?
G'day, mate. How are you doing?
Good. This is Alexi is away doing the absolutely amazing show with Zach Ruane called Fuse Classification, the David and Margaret show. They're at the Adelaide Fringe right now. So Lex hasn't been able to join me for the physical media, but I wanted to cover some highlights from the February batch, which Brian is going to help me to do. Why Brian is here specifically is because during one of my watches and consumptions on this list, the very controversial figure that is Woody Allen, who did make some very hilarious films in the 1970s, including this film, Play It Again, Sam, was here while I was watching Play It Again, Sam. So basically was in agony, recognizing so much of his own desperation in the Woody Allen character in Play It Again, Sam. So we're going to get to that. But the batch, we are going to cover a few films in this batch. The first of which is going to be Lipstick, directed by Lamont Johnson. The second of which is going to be Play It Again, Sam, which is directed by Herbert Ross, based on Woody Allen's play. The third is Lifeguard from 1976, starring every girl's summer dream. And man, you know, let's not discriminate here, Brian. Sam Elliott, an absolute stud. A film by Daniel Petrie and a second film by Daniel Petrie from 1978, Harold Robinson's The Betsy. Brian, thank you so much for joining me for an Imprint Companion.
Absolutely happy to be here. Would we say the word desperation? I'd like to think of it as charmingly awkward. Charmingly awkward is more than...
I was laughing and you asked me to turn a movie off because you're like, it was giving you triggering. It's like someone who's been in a war zone was watching someone do desperate and weird things over and over again. And you're like, oh God, I don't know if I can keep watching this. Well, maybe let's start there. I'm going to tell you guys and Brian about this one. Let's start with a trailer for Play It Again, Sam.
What's the matter with me? Why can't I be cool? What's the secret?
There's no secret, kid. Dames are simple. I never met one that didn't understand a slap in the mouth or a slug from a 45.
Because you're Bogart. I could never hit Nancy. It's not that type of relationship.
Well, why don't we go out to dinner and maybe hit a movie?
Okay. That's a better idea. Why don't we have dinner at my house? Because the late show is showing The Big Sleep tonight.
Okay, will you have anything at your house for me to cook, or should we go over to mine?
No, I have frozen steaks and a bottle of champagne left.
And what are you doing with champagne? You going to lunch or shift?
Oh, no, I tried to cook home last week to impress a girl. I tried to make beef stroganoff in the pressure cooker.
Well, how'd it taste?
I don't know. It's still on the wall.
Have you seen it's possible to love two people at once?
What do you mean?
Well, a wife, happily married, suddenly finds out she loves another man. Not that she doesn't love her husband, just that she loves somebody else. Do you think that's very possible?
Do you?
Oh, very. Very possible and probably very common.
He's my best friend. This is terrible. This is gonna hurt him. I know it.
You've really developed yourself a little style.
Yeah, I do have a certain amount of style, don't I?
Unlucky in Love film critic Alan Felix has been dumped by his wife, and the attempts of his married friends, Dick and Linda, to set him up are all in vain. While Alan's dating skills are less than stellar, he does receive advice from a reoccurring hallucination, his film hero Humphrey Bogart.
Play it again, Sam. I hadn't seen this movie in a million years. Brian, had you ever seen it when we were watching it?
No, I've never seen any of. I've never actually seen any of Woody Allen's movies other than Ants.
That's not a Woody Allen movie. That's a Woody Allen starrer. But yeah, oh god.
So that was
such that would be in your top four. His favorite Woody Allen movie is not, you know, it's not Annie Hall. It's fucking Ants.
It's Ants. Of course, that was actually tying back to this. It was one of my most awkward first dates. Was Ants going to see Ants? Tanya, if you're out there, I still think of you fondly.
Oh my god.
Charmingly awkward. No, it was the first time I saw it. And yeah, it's a PTSD the entire time.
Yeah, look, it's on this disc from Imprint in the February batch. It's on Blu-ray. It's got an audio commentary by the film writer and author Martin Contenero. It's a brand spanking newbie. There's a Woody Allen documentary and a bunch of documentary extras, which is, you know, at the New Yorker, Woody Allen in Idaho. I've checked out some of those things. I'd actually seen the 2011 Woody Allen documentary many years ago, so I didn't revisit it when I was watching this. But I did watch this, and it's just, you know, like, it's one of those ones. If you're kind of a person, and I totally empathize and understand, if you're kind of the person who can't separate art from artist, and you've seen some of the documentaries or you've heard some of the really kind of strange and awful things about this man's personal life, I understand you probably being like, it's not a cool thing to talk about a Woody Allen movie. However, if you can ever so briefly distance yourself from art and artist in this movie, it's a scream. I had such a fun time because one thing Woody Allen, the person and comedian, had at the time was the awkwardness of dating life and the awkwardness of kind of desperation and never finding love. And that's a recurring theme of many of his pictures, including his, you know, including Annie Hall, his best picture and things like that. It's one of those things, just kind of being awkward in the best possible way. And I just had a great time watching this with you, Brian, because like, it was so funny watching someone like me thinking some of these scenarios. Oh my God, how could you ever be so silly? How could you ever be so awkward? And you helped reassure me that no, like, this is really,
this is real.
I don't like watching this because it's making me scared, mad, strange. So like, again, I totally understand, but totally worthwhile. Maybe never for you again.
It will never be. I enjoyed, again, separating artists from art. I enjoyed the actual movie itself, besides the PTSD. So I think it is a check it out flick.
Yeah, so Herbert Ross is the director, a rare one that Woody Allen doesn't direct, even though he did the stage play, which was at the time produced on the stage by David Merrick. So they come in. It's such a Casablanca Heads movie. If you watch it, you know, structurally, it is just this big, beautiful love letter to that film. And so for me, it feels so nice. Obviously the title, it feels so nice to watch it. And there's a real love for movies and the reasons that we go to movies and the reasons that movies comfort us in weird and awkward and strange times in our lives. So it does have some kind of beautiful stuff in it, as much as you literally do have to distance yourself. There's nothing that we can say about that. All right. Now, Brian, I'm going to talk you through my job today. Other than usually what we do in the show is Alexi and I talk through these films. We try and convince each other what is kind of batch worthy. What are the things you're going to buy? Hard to recommend any Woody Allen film. So I'm just going to say whatever you want. I don't really know how to answer it. It's out there. It's on Blu-ray. If you haven't got it, you probably want it. So you're already convinced. But maybe let's start with the 1976's Lipstick. Here's the trailer.
Beautiful. Great. Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. You know you got these favorite men in the world, don't you?
Uh-uh.
Catholic education can't do a damn thing about it. It's on all their minds.
Why should Chris McCormick risk all the good luck she's had just
because it happened to her?
She's a beautiful, lovely woman, and I look at her, and I'd want to make love to her.
I hate him! I hate him, and I want him to die in jail! I want them to do it to him in jail!
I'm a model.
You mean you sell yourself? Your body, your dreams, your fantasies?
No.
What do you sell?
Lipstick.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
A top fashion model seeks justice after getting sexually assaulted by her teenage sister's obsessive music teacher. This one was hard to watch.
Very hard to watch.
Yeah.
Now, it's really strange. So firstly, there is an audio commentary on here by an Australian critic named Alexandra Heller Nicholas, who is amazing. And I would totally recommend watching this because it was new to me, so I wasn't watching it. Sometimes with films that I've seen before, like some of my first watches on The Blue is with a commentary track with someone who I really respect or is really interesting, just to give you kind of like a new lens on the movie, because if you've seen it and you're familiar with it. I didn't watch it first up with the Alexandra Heller Nicholas. However, I did put it on, and it is actually, that's for me, that's worth the price of admission. Lipstick is a really deeply uncomfortable movie because it's about just, you know, flagrant distrust of like any kind of women's perspective. It's kind of that whole like, it's, I would say it's like a foundational believe women text, in that this woman who does nothing to deserve any of her it's Margot Hemingway who's the lead character, and Chris Sarandon, who is kind of the antagonist here. She does nothing to deserve any of, firstly, A, the assault, or any of the terrible gaze and the awful things that happen to her, number one. But number two, it's actually kind of really stark and possibly very triggeringly real as to like the lack of belief. You know, what did you do to incite or instigate this? But what I can say about Lipstick, and I don't necessarily want to spoil it, but if you can endure that, it has a Django Unchained level of satisfaction in the ending of this movie. So I would just say, like, I was watching this, I was talking to Alexi at the time, it was tough. And I think I started watching it actually while you were here with me, Brian, when I was doing it. We were working together on that day.
Yeah.
And it is a tough watch. However, the satisfaction of the ending, I would say it's very much like a... It was worth the endurance test of watching such an uncomfortable movie at the time. And like, so yeah, I had a as good a time as one can have with the satisfaction of that cinema can give you, justice in the form of bloody vengeance, watching a movie about a really terrible shitbag sexual assault gone wrong and just an awful human being. But I think I want to say, for anyone who hasn't heard of it and maybe loves Alexandra Heller Nicholas and she's amazing and wants to buy this, that it has a satisfaction of some of those early 70s revenge movies.
It's like when I was watching it, I was holding my breath the entire time, and then the ending was like, I could breathe again.
Yes. Yeah. It was like, okay, that was maybe worth it. It was maybe worth it. But yeah, I, again, it's a dark one. It's rated R. It's got a lot of impact, both sexual and violence. So it's, you know, some other triggering stuff. This is like February batch of triggering things. Yes. But it's really quite great. And like that ending is a banger. It's kind of worthwhile. I feel like if you're a vengeance movie aficionado, you kind of need to see Lipstick. I feel like it's like something that's kind of almost ripe for being remade, and probably has in some way, shape or form been remade.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the frustrating part for me though is it's 50 years old, and you know, sometimes you watch these old movies and you're like, oh, thank God it's not like that anymore. But this one, it's
dark because it doesn't feel like it. We've progressed any further than this.
50 years and the court scene could have happened. They could have filmed it today.
Yes.
And it still would have been like 50 years.
Yes.
So I think it's an absolute buy, an absolute check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Uncomfortable, yeah. But absolutely check it out. Now let's go to the first of a Daniel Petrie double. We're gonna go in reverse order on this one. We're gonna go 1978 Daniel Petrie's The Betsy. Take a listen.
Grandfather would like to see you.
He could have phoned.
He doesn't trust telephones.
There were things about your father you never knew.
Too fast cars and the men who race them.
I will not gamble the future of this company on one car.
This company was built on one car.
The aging, retired founder of an auto giant comes out of retirement to try to develop a safe, fuel-efficient car.
Yeah, this is a funny one because it's directed by Daniel Petrie. It's a story about this really aging shitbag, power-hungry, kind of rich guy played over many years and ages by the great Laurence Olivier. And he's having this, I can't really, it's such a hard movie not to spoil. But basically he enlists Tommy Lee Jones, a very young, strapping, great looking Tommy Lee Jones in this sort of epic about creating a car and trying to break into the market. And it's his kind of last hurrah using all of his clout and money. If you've seen Francis Ford Coppola's Tucker, A Man and His Dream, it kind of, you know, it feels a little bit like that. It's not quite the same thing. It doesn't have the same passion. It's more about some, you know, sort of someone big driving this as opposed to, you know, the little guy who's enlisting all of this help. And he's naming this car Betsy after his granddaughter. And so it's a tale of like kind of entanglements and love and unraveling family histories all around the building of this car and trying to break into the market. It's out of the two Daniel Petries, this one was softer. I loved it simply because I love Tommy Lee Jones. And when you go back and see like young Tommy Lee Jones, it's crazy. Like he's you silly, like your quintessential gruff, old, grumpy son of a bitch in his old age. And I say that with love and respect. But this one is good. And I had a good time watching it. I'd probably say it's like fair. It's a kind of never heard of, but like the cast is insane. It's Laurence Olivier, Robert Duvall, Catherine Ross, Tommy Lee Jones, Jane Alexander, my girl, Jane Alexander, from All the President's Men, Leslie Ann Down, Joseph Wiseman, Edward Herman, Paul Rudd, Kathleen, not that Paul Rudd, but Paul Rudd and Kathleen Bella. It's a really incredible, incredible cast. And so I just think, you know, just having a look back and watching like a very old school, classical epic about families and money and entanglements and secrets, it's definitely got a lot to keep you interested without like sort of, I don't know, knocking your socks off. I think the quainter, the next film that I'm going to see is that. But that is The Betsy. And for passive viewers like Brian, it really embraces the 70s bush. So if you need one thing. All right, last but most certainly not least, actually probably my pick of the entire batch, this is Daniel Petrie's 1976's Lifeguard.
Marvin, you were so brave. My God, I thought they were going to drown.
I'll mention it, ma'am. Couldn't have done without old Marvin.
Hey, back off, asshole. Come on, man. Come on.
Well, you're just an old Boy Scout.
Only 12-hour labor, but you're
going
to have to work fast.
I still wonder what you're going to be when you grow up.
Hey, you gonna be at the class reunion?
Man, I don't think so. It'll probably be a big drag.
Wild man Ricky Carlson, the living legend.
Yeah, something like that.
Preparing for another busy summer on a stretch of Southern California beach with his youthful rookie partner, an aging lifeguard is forced to examine his career choice after he attends his high school reunion.
Yeah, this is a banger. Firstly, Sam Elliott, an absolute snack. You would know Sam Elliott, obviously, as a stranger from things like The Big Lebowski. You might know him from Roadhouse. You might know him from, like, everything. He's that Western face, Tombstone, you name it. He's got a career that has spanned many, many years. I think he's been on one of those Taylor Sheridan shows, the 18-something or something or whatever. He's been working for a long time. He's sort of the poet laureate of the Western. Really great guy, sometimes says some weird shit in his old age, but is just a fantastic young actor. This is him in the 70s when he is in full mustachioed sex symbol mode, like shout out to our friend Johnny, and he's basically kind of, he's a guy who had a job as a lifeguard as a young man, and in that tradition, a young man's job of being a lifeguard is always like a stepping stone. It's like high school, it's summer job, it's then you go off and live your life. And what happens is he attends a 10-year high school reunion, which is so funny because everyone looks like it's 25 years after high school in this movie, but he attends a high school reunion and he, you know, meets a former flame, and he starts to like explore, like, have I done the things in my life? Have I set myself up for success, or am I just sort of squandering it? And am I getting older and aging out of this like fitness, you know, fit required toughness? And it's a real like existential movie, because it's like, what do you want your life to be like? And I think it's really fantastic from like an aesthetic perspective, like watching Petrie capture this like very specific part of Los Angeles, the town, the landscape, the traffic, the population density from a purely anthropological point of view. It's like really cool. But the story's kind of awesome because it's sad and it's got this like aching and this longing and this kind of desperation to hang on to youth. And that is really encapsulated by like Ann Archer and Kathleen Quinlan's characters in this movie, because it's like this guy who's, you know, being pursued like crazily by this young girl who's like way too young for him, and then there's his age appropriate new flame, and there's these like little dalliances that he has. So it is kind of like a sexy romp in some parts of it, but it's so much more layered and so much deeper than that, that it's just terrific. Like, I had such a great time with it. It's fun to look at like little life-saving competitions and things like that, and like get this slice of like beach life that feels actually more comparable to like Australian kind of beach life in some kind of communities, and that kind of like emerging surf thing going on all around the world at the time. But yeah, it's kind of sad, Briar, like thinking about, it's just like whenever you see that like someone's doing a job and they're not thinking about like, oh, I want to have the biggest house, I want to have the most money, I want to drive the best car. It's like, can you be satisfied with the kind of modest existence you've carved out for yourself? And it's really kind of beautiful. It has these really deep moments that like make it totally worthwhile. So for me, this is absolutely pick of the batch stuff.
I will. You've sold me. You sold me.
Yeah, it's great. And the cover is crazy because he never does this in the movie, which is the painted cover of like all these hot women surfing these waves and like women in bikinis on the front and him like just gigantic and swollen in the front. Like that movie cover, you can tell why people would have been like, I'm going to go along to this movie, but it's very much sneakily not like a sex romp with a lifeguard. It's a deeper thing. And I think that maybe, you know, that surprised people along the way. Anyone who kind of does dig the movie is way more interested in that. But yeah, it's a banger.
I honestly think we should do a documentary on Sam Elliott's mustache and its effect on the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Because it is quintessential mustache.
It's the greatest mustache we've ever seen. I think it's been the heavyweight champion of mustache for so long. There's a couple of others. David Boone comes to mind, an Australian cricketer from the 80s and 90s, like a heroic Australian cricketer, famous Tasmanian, is the kind of Booney is famous, but. Yeah, it's a banger. It's really good. Bri, thank you for sitting in. Thank you for allowing me to torture you with a couple of these films on Imprint. One, relationship torture. The other, with socio-political torture, if you like, before a very satisfying, vengeful ending. But thank you for sitting in for Lex. Thank you for being a part of the show. And guys, if you are interested, always you can go on to imprintfilms.com. You might be hearing this on our Imprint Companion page or on One Heat Minute Productions. We'll have more from you coming up from Imprint in the coming months. With every new batch, you will hear us. But thank you so much for listening. And Bri, thanks for being a part of the show.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.